Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Holo is here to help. Holo is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Holo has something for everyone. Holo is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.
Yes, those are birds. I'm outside because I could hear the birds through the house. And I just thought about scripture. When it says, hey, the birds of the air, the Father takes care of them and feeds them. What do you think he's going to do with you, being a human being, the top of all creation? He will take care of you. Have faith. Have trust. Surrender to God. And so what I want to ask everyone to do today is to try and be a bird. I know we can't fly, but listen to them singing. It's mating season. I mean, I'm watching the male birds chasing the female birds all over the place. They're excited for spring. The trees to leaf out, to build their nests, to raise their family. And they're living for today. They're not living for tomorrow. They're not worried. They're just out there scavengering for food and surviving today. And if they die, they die, but they're not worrying about that. And so we're a little different. Yes, we have that mind. We have that rational thought that sometimes is irrational. I can tell you that I am with you, people. I'm no different than you. I don't turn on the TV until the night. And at night, I just want to know what's going on with this virus, and I get a little irritated with the division in this country, the political reporting, and the state of the world. It's truly disheartening. So I don't watch it all day because I know if I did turn it on during the day, I would probably get sucked in and I would start to worry about things that I cannot control. Today, let's be like a bird. We can control what we do today. We can sing. We can fly in God's protection and love. We can immerse ourselves into prayer. We can find that peace in our Creator. And if you are worried about death, or maybe it's not your death because you have faith in the resurrection and the eternal life to come, maybe you're worried about your family and those who don't have faith. That is where prayer comes into play. We've got to pray. We've got to fast. We've got to sacrifice. It's the only thing that is going to help your loved ones. Yes, you need to be a witness. And yes, you should share why you're so peaceful and calm. Why you're so loving and helpful to others. Your actions are going to speak million times more than your words. No doubt about that. But your prayers need to be from the heart, with full confidence that God, because of your faith, will take care of your children, will take care of your family, will take care of your friends and peers, the people that you're praying for the most, who are most lost out there. I believe that this entire pandemic is purposeful. It's on purpose so that we can turn to God more, us who are the faithful and us who are praying for those who aren't filled with faith and don't have that gift, don't have their eyes opened and enlightened. So today, I want to ask you to dive into prayer. Please dive into prayer and ask God to continue to give you your peace and sacrifice for the end of this pandemic. He's doing this for a reason. There will be good that comes out of it. And I want to ask one more thing, because I've told you for the last 3 days that I'm going to confession. And guess what? I haven't gotten out of the house to go to confession. Now, I'm not at my week yet. My last time I went was last Friday, so I have today and tomorrow to go. Oh, listen to those birds. Seriously, we need to sing, people. We need to be appreciative of this moment that we have right now. Go outside, listen to the birds, take a walk today. Do something to connect yourself to this beautiful creation around us. Get out of the house a little bit, if you can. So I haven't gone to confession, and I'm wondering, how reconciled are you? If God chooses to take you home, will the door be open for you? If you have not gone to confession, please go. I have no idea what the next phase of this pandemic will be. We're in quote-unquote lockdown, and I say that because we don't have martial law. We don't have army men with, you know, guns and everything making sure that we're in our house. But I will tell you that there are a lot of people that aren't. I mean, I'm in Chicago, and our mayor said, hello, I just drove by a bunch of parks, and there are people out hanging out in the park and playing basketball. Like, do I have to put some bigger restraints on this? Let's take this seriously. But what if you die from something other than the pandemic? You could pass away right now. And I guess that's the other thing. While the birds in the air are living for today and they have no worries, it's because they don't have rational thought and free will to sin. We do. And we also have rational thought and free will to avoid confession, to make up excuses why we shouldn't go. I don't think anyone should be taking that chance. So when I say that I go every week, I do go every week. And I'm not committing mortal sins here, people. I'm committing those sins that are the last ones that Satan tries to grab us and pull us into hell. Gossiping and thinking, right? When you have impure thoughts, could be lustful thoughts, could be temptation thoughts, could be judgmental thoughts, envy, jealousy, you know, anger, all of the vices that we battle, I keep going to confession because I want to clean my heart. I want a pure heart. I know everything stems from the heart. And my heart's got some black spots on it. It's not pure. It's not clean. I don't want to go to purgatory. I want to go right to heaven. And I don't know how else to get there other than to take advantage of the sacraments, to go to God, have that beautiful cleansing of confession that he passed down to the church, Jesus, through the priest in persona Christi. So the priest is Jesus, and then to come back and try harder. I am dying for the Eucharist. Dying for the Eucharist. I didn't realize how much I would miss it. I mean, just the being in the church and receiving Jesus in that beautiful host every single day was something I totally took advantage of. So here is a good out of the bad. I'll share with you my Relevant Radio interview from yesterday. I talked all about the ways that this whole pandemic and this lockdown is helping me become a more faithful, prayerful person and appreciate what we have in the Catholic Church now that it's gone. So if you're out there and you have not gone to confession, please find a place. Hopefully there's some that are open. I know a lot of people listen to this across the globe, and you may not have confession options. But if not, do a sincere act of contrition. Look it up online and sincerely repent for your sins and promise God, if you're Catholic, that you will go to confession as soon as you are able. This is the time for us to deepen our prayer lives. And there's one more thing. I want to promote an event this Saturday, which is free. It's a free live online conference. I'll put the link in the description. All you have to do is just sign up so that you can get the link. And it's on Saturday, March 28th, Eastern time, it's from 9 till 5. And by the way, if you're on the other side of the globe and that's in the middle of the morning for you, don't worry because it will be on demand. So you can pause it, you can watch it later, you can go back and look at other talks that you wanted to review. And it is going to be jammed with inspirational speakers. It will be jammed with prayer, music, and we will end with Mass. So you can end your spiritual enlightenment with Mass online. It'll be live streamed from Buffalo, New York. Again, click the link, register for free, and dive in. Take a Saturday and just, you know, watch a little bit. Be inspired. Connect and I guess feel like you're out there in the world and you're engaging with other people. Know that there are hundreds, thousands of other people that are dialed in at the same time you are, looking to deepen their relationship with God and looking to get that spiritual lift in their life and be united with those across the globe. Again, Saturday, March 28th, it is online and it is on demand. So if you can't watch the whole thing, because I don't know if you got the time, I don't know how many of you don't have the time, or most of us are kind of stuck in our houses. But you may have, you know, some other things that you've got on your schedule with your family, and that's totally cool. Just pause it and come back. It'll be available for you. But take advantage of it. Sign up, even if you don't get to watch it at all on Saturday. You can watch it at other times. That's the beauty of it. But it is live, so that's also a fun aspect of it. Okay, everyone, I'm going to pray for you all. I want you to be like birds today. Live for today and sing and be joyful and dive into prayer with God. Okay, I gotta go because the garbage man is coming and it's a big, loud truck. Praise God, that's an essential service. All right, everyone, I love you so much. Have a blessed and inspired day. Take care.
I feel silly trying to make up prayers myself. My mind starts to wander as I'm speaking to God. I just don't have time to pray. Do you recognize yourself in any of these statements? If so, we have a book for you. In Pray Fully, best-selling authors Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet share the rewards and frustrations of their own prayer journeys to create a practical guide that combines testimonies, tips, and journaling space to help you spend quality time with God. Whether you want to learn how to pray aloud in a group or stop your mind from wandering during prayer, Fenley and Jaminet have practical advice and the real-life experience to help you overcome obstacles to everyday prayer. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LEARN2PRAY, that's LEARN, the number 2, PRAY, to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Redbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.